Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf ayin zayin, Pesachim 77. We'll start on the bottom of ayin vav on the base, on the bottom of 76b going into 77a. The Gemara had been discussing in the Mishnah on 76b that the Korban Pesach is different from five communal offerings. The other five communal offerings are brought in a state of ritual impurity, but they cannot be eaten, whereas the Korban Pesach itself can be eaten even if it's brought, if the majority of the community is in a state of ritual impurity. So the Gemara explains on the bottom of 76b going into 77a, Hamisha, these five things, Lamute Mai, what's it coming to include? What's it coming to exclude? What is another Korban that is not brought in state of ritual impurity that we might have thought could be brought? So the Gemara says, "L'mayute chagigas chamishas," or it's coming to exclude the chagiga offering, the carbon chagiga that would typically be brought on the 15th day of Nisan. But if the majority of the community is even in a state of ritual impurity, it would not be brought. The salkadai de chamina, that you might have thought to say, that kiva and the carbon sefer, who you might have thought to say, since the chagiga offering is a communal offering, Ukvio emoed, and there's a fixed time where it's brought, meaning to say on the day of the festival. Tidche tuma, therefore it should push off the state of ritual impurity, and it should be brought also in a state of ritual impurity. Kamash malon, so the Tana is teaching us that it's not the case, but it does not push off the state of ritual impurity. So, and what's the reason? Kiven de islei tashlum and kol shiva, that since it can, if you didn't bring it on the yontif itself, on the first day of yontif, you can include it and you can bring it up, you can bring it as an offering all the days of Pesach. Therefore, will dachya Shabbos. For this reason, it does not, if the first day of Yom Tov comes on Shabbos, it does not push off Shabbos, but you bring it also the other days of the festival. I mean, the Shabbos lo dachya, from the fact that it doesn't push off Shabbos, therefore it doesn't push off the state of ritual impurity, that you don't bring it in a state of ritual purity. That one reason why it pushes off Shabbos and it pushes off Tumah is because there's a fixed time. And since the Torah has told us that the Chagigah is not fixed on a time because you could bring it all the days, therefore it doesn't push off Shabbos and also doesn't push off Tumah. So ask the Gemara, V'nisne nami sirei regolim, why doesn't the Tana on our Mishnah also include the Chatas offering, the sin offering that is brought on the three festivals, which come in a state of ritual impurity, and they are not eaten in their Tumah? Why does it include that? So the Gemara says, well, actually, it does include it. How does it include it? Because the Tanan our Mishnah says that the Karban Shlamim of the communal offering of the Shlamim, which are Karbanos, whose blood is sprinkled on the altar, and they are not even the stain of ritual and Tumah, and they are brought on the offering. So therefore, this is included as part of that. Well, if that's the case, and if you could out all the Karbanos from the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, which the Mishnah refers to, if that's the case, why does our Mishnah specify on its own, Seirei Rosh HaKadoshim Namil Nisni, then the goat that is brought on Rosh Chodesh, our Mishnah shouldn't have listed that as well, because that could have also been included. Tani Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor could have been included in the carbon in the communal shlamim that are brought. So why does it have to go out of its way and specify the goat of Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara says, Amri, they say, Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mitzricholei. No, the Mishnah needs to tell us, we're on the top of 77a, the Mishnah needs to tell us about the goat of Rosh Chodesh. Why does it need to tell us that it can be brought in a state of ritual impurity, and it's not sufficient sufficient to rely on the fact that the Korban Shalmei Tzibor can be brought in its state of ritual impurity? Because if we wouldn't have learned the law of Seir Rosh Chodesh, I might have thought, Salkadai Dachamina, we might have thought that since the whole reason why the Korban Tzibor push off the state of Tumah is because it says about them the word Moed, festival. And I might have thought about the Seir Rosh Chodesh, Awok Sivu Moed, it doesn't actually call them, it's not actually called a festival. So therefore, Kamash Falan. So therefore, our Mishnah is teaching us that Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. The Mishnah is teaching us that Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. And so therefore, also the Seir Rosh Chodesh can be brought in a state of ritual impurity. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So, and how do we know this? Kedei Abaye, like Abaye taught us in another area. Where did Abaye teach us? Abaye taught us this in Maseches Tainis. The Amar Abaye taught this in Tainis 29a. that the month of Tammuz, the high Shata, the month of Tammuz of that year, what year? This is the year that Moshe sent out the spies to scout out the land. That year, the Bezin and Maid, Moshe's Bezin and Maid, a full month, that every day, every year, the month, each month could be 29 days or 30 days. But that month, they made Rosh Chodesh Tammuz to be 30 days. And how are they able to do this? From the fact that it says, how do we know that they made that month to be 30 days, because it says in Eicha, in chapter 1, verse 15 of Eicha, when Jeremiah was giving a lament for the destruction of the temple, it says, Kare Elai Moed L'Shpor Bachurai, that it says, he called upon me a festival to break my youth. What does it mean? That Hashem made it for me a moed, meaning to say that we added that year one day to the month of Tammuz, and that was the day of the Ebor, the 30th day we added it. So why? So that the Meraglim would return on the 8th of Av, and that night that the Meraglim cried the night after the Meraglim had returned, the Bnei Yisrael cried from the fact that the Meraglim had brought back this bad report about the land of Israel. And they cried about, they heard bad things about the land of Israel. They didn't want to go. And that night was the night of Tisha B'Av. And so therefore, that night became a night of crying for all generations. And so therefore, it was a day that was destined for punishments. L'shpor b'acharai, to break my youth in the time of the first and destruction, first and second temple. And so therefore, Rosh Chodesh was called Karai Elai Moed. It was called a moed in that verse. And ironically, it's called a moed, but the verse is a sad verse.